Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a little story from Ben's Bitter Blog, a blog on WordPress. And here is Unplanned Obsolescence Bitterness. Whether you like it or not, many products and services fail. I'm not the only thing that fails over and over. It is the nature of things to eventually break, whether it is your car, your refrigerator, or transformer toy collection. Like I would know anything about this. What you may not know is that companies and manufacturers actually plan this, so eventually after a certain time you will have to buy a new thing. It is called planned obsolescence, and it causes people a lot of money, but mostly bitterness. I know companies eventually need to make money, but making things fail seems like a bitter way to do it. I like their style. What makes me more unforgivably bitter are the items that aren't planned, or what I call unplanned obsolescence. Bitterly, I contain within me a curse that causes this rare phenomenon. I first realized I had the obsolescence curse when I tasted Aronia berry juice at Costco. It was in the bitter aisle between the sweet grape juice and sour lemonade. One taste, and I knew this stuff was going to be accidentally slipped into the cart and then dibs claimed by drinking directly out of the bottle at home. After fooling my wife zero times, she allowed me to get it each time we went, because I always chose other healthy options like cupcakes, candy bars, and double stuffed crust pizza at Costco. Just as my favorite juice was becoming the one thing I could count on in life, Costco decided to stab me in the back, Little Caesar style, and discontinue the juice. Good thing I didn't hold a grudge and cancel my membership and burn Costco to the ground. I did allow Costco to live for one reason only. Right after I heard about the discontinuance of the juice and was about to light the match, I decided I needed to cool down, so I sat in one of the freezers. I looked over and saw what can only be described as ice cream between two chocolate chip cookies. It had chocolate chips on the outside, and they called them Big Eds. I could relate because I knew this rapper named Big, and I knew a TV show that had a talking horse named Ed. This would be the chocolate chip ice cream sandwich with chocolate chips on the outside that would soon be known as the treat that saves Costco, because they would never discontinue it, right? Well, surprisingly, despite my contribution of $50 worth of sales towards this item, they discontinued it. They would now soon feel my passive-aggressive wrath. The last time I checked out with some of my wheels of cheese, crate of butter, and two Blu-rays, I gave that checker a very aggressive, bitter stare when she gave me the total of $549. Don't mess with the bitter master, you Costco Benedicts. Others have turned traitor on me, like the Chips Ahoy with cream filling, and more recently, Minute Maid Cherry Limeade, the nectar of the gods I got from Walmart, the one and only reason I ever went there, and now they rest bitterly in the grocery freezer in the sky. It's just when you thought only food was part of my curse, along came bitter television shows that ended too soon. From the first episode of Smallville, I knew we had a special show on our hands, with the main character, Alexander Luther, leading the way. But it sadly ended after only 10 seasons, 200 episodes, and a really unpredictable ending where, spoiler warning, Clark Kent becomes a superhero called Superman. Another unheralded show that no one ever really watched, called The Office. It was a show about bitter people working in an office. Most people thought it was boring, but it had a bitter vibe, which was right up my alley. Only lasted 9 seasons. It made me bitter that in such a short time, only a very few questions were answered. We will never know if that annoying Jim will keep trying to break up the adorable Roy and Pam, or if the dynamic and awesome Dwight Schrute will ever stop pranking Jim enough to become assistant regional manager. And what about Michael Skarn? Will that movie ever get a well-deserved Dundee Award? Some would say that I have been cursed with obsolescence all through my life in order to keep me bitter. But I realize that it is a gift. It is actually the other way around. I have the power to make things obsolete. Perhaps you think the government shutdown was because of the disagreements on health care. Nope, that is all me. I have really just become a fan of the bitterness that government provides. So, do you want it to start back up so you can get your health care? How much is it worth to you for me to not become obsessed with it? Anything else you might want to obsolete but want it to look like an accident? Have a blog you don't like and want to shut down? I am your man. For a prize. Arr! Bitterly obsolete Ben. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have more Does This Happen to You? Moments.